This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So we had a couple celebrity deaths. Oh, by the way, it's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Had a couple of people die. Jerry Lewis died. He became known for his fight against muscular dystrophy. When I was a kid growing up, I would not miss a Jerry Lewis film. Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. Remember their falling out? Things like that. He died. Sonny Landham died. The guy, I think he played the Indian in Predator. So he died recently. Who else died? Somebody else died. I can't remember who it is. This has been like three dies. My grandmother would say, "Death, it comes in threes, baby." I'd be like, "No, it doesn't, Grandma." 187,000 people a day die. Something like that. It's a big number. And it gets bigger every day as we get more and more people on Earth. So, you know, people don't die in threes. It just, you might remember, oh, movie stars or people of note. No, not even that. Go look at who died over the past week. It would shock you. Different people dying. Anyway, rest in peace, all of them. I remember when one of my high school friends died, and we were all sad, and one of my buddies, he put it in perspective. He said, "Kev," he said, "we all got the rest of our lives to live, and we don't know what's coming up. Burl, he's in heaven, dude." And I remember thinking, what a peaceful way to think about that. I mean, we were 16, 17 years old when Burl died. And we're talking about, you know, how'd he die? You know, and what's up for us? And, you know, we're all contemplating our existence. And you know something? As I contemplate the idea that one of these days I got to leave this earth, well, you have to leave this earth, what are we doing all this for? Shouldn't we just spend our time enjoying the little bit of time we have on earth? Or is there something better, bigger? Of course, we mostly believe that there's something bigger and better, or we wouldn't spend our time trying to make the earth a little bit better, trying to straighten people out, trying to get them to think differently. I would hate to think we've wasted all this time trying to get the left to come around to our way of thinking and living life on terms of righteousness, only to find out that nothing's there. That's what they claim. They're like, "Oh, you guys are spending all that time working and it's not going to do anything for you." It's like telling somebody, "Why are you spending all that time in the gym? Or why are you spending all that time eating right when you're going to die anyway?" And you go, "Well, it may make me live longer. It may improve the quality of my life. And you know what? If there is another life, I don't want to go into it as a fat leftist slob, would you?" It cracks me up, these things. I think about this kind of stuff all the time, because we are spending an exorbitant amount of time, people, let's be honest, trying to protect this thing we called America. Why is it so important to us? How much time do you think the average Mexican is spending protecting Mexico? The average Chinese person, how much time do you think I lived in China. I can tell you, the Chinese... The majority of Chinese don't give a rat's behind about what China's up to. They just live. And there's something to be said for that, isn't there? And I don't mean it in a, like, "Oh, look at what we're missing out on." You know, Europeans don't seem to care. Let them in. Let them open the borders while they go on their 3-week, 4-week, 5-week, 6-week vacations. Every single year. Dealing with their socialism and then going back and facing the grind again, all to get that little bit of heaven for just a bit. I don't envy them one ounce. I think it's so cool that we get up and we say something is so much more important to us that we're willing to fight for it. And I doubt if there's a single person listening to this call outside of some of the youngsters who have any skin in the game anymore. We could disappear and no, there'd be no impact on the world, you know, on our worlds. In other words, you could take the money you've saved, the job you're currently doing, and you could shut off politically. Never utter the words Trump or Obama or Clinton or legislation or Obamacare or whatever ever again. take what comes at you, and you could adjust, and you'd have a happy life. And you'd be fishing and golfing and, I don't know, taking the blue pill and hanging out with your old man or your old woman at the villages and just having a good time. And you choose not to. Or maybe you're doing both. Maybe you multitask. But the point is, you have a stake in this. And it's not a personal stake. It's not self-indulgent the way the left are. They don't care. I've heard leftist kids. You know what they've told me? Leftist kids have said to me, I don't care if old people have Social Security. All I care is that I have it. I've had old people say to me, old leftists say, I don't care if there's a nickel left over for Social Security for the kids. I paid and I want mine. You know what I hear us say? I've deposited into Social Security. I never plan on using it. If somebody that needs it more than I can have access to it, fine. You leave your money in Social Security. You leave it in unemployment. You don't even touch it. You give it to the government because that's how good you are. You are good people. Don't you love that? That's who we are. That's who we represent. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about this hour. I got a story. I've been meaning to cover this story a while back, and it's about a judge in Texas. I want to cover that. I want to cover these statues in a bit more depth. I think it's so silly, and I think we have an opportunity right now to really teach a lesson, particularly to blacks, by ridiculing the idea of tearing down statues. I've heard many people, Louis Gohmert said it, I talked about it on TV. What's behind this? What sinister motive could be behind this? The idea that they want to rip out statues. Who cares? Nobody cares. Barclay said it best. A statue doesn't bother me. That's what Barclay said. And I can say the same thing. I can echo that comment. I want to talk about Kickstarter. A Kickstarter campaign I think you're going to get a kick out of. Pardon the pun. And also Kaepernick. Because he's back in the news. There's a rally coming up for him, and I find it really funny that people, he was able to galvanize folks. And by the way, they're going to put him in the Smithsonian. They want things of what he's done in the Smithsonian. That led to a funny article that we'll get into another time. Well, I want to talk about Kaepernick a little bit and how he's now fitting in. Transcended sports, and now he's fitting into the lexicon of America yet again with this rally they're going to have for him. I'm curious as to the outcome of this rally. Who supports this moron going forward? How many Holly weirdos? How many NFL players? What's the intent? I'm curious, and I bet you are as well. Anyway, we've got that to talk about much more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. A woman, a judge, recently placed on unpaid leave, and here's the reason why. By the way, if you ever want to know what we're talking about, and you go, what's this? I heard Kevin talk about some judge or whatever. Go to KJRadio.com. You can search top right corner, judge. It'll pull up all the stories we've done on judges, and you can just select to your heart's desire. Or you can jot down the date of the show. I heard the show on this date. Go look for it. Boom, there it is. Boom, there it is. Boom, there it is. Yeah. So anyway, this judge gets placed on unpaid leave because they discovered, well, to much to the chagrin of many, many people in this little Texas town, that she was not a U.S. citizen. Now, I thought that the government was to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic, and then I learned that we have someone who's not even a citizen of the United States sitting in judgment of you and I. Now, you know, liberalism runs rampant when the people who sit in judgment of you are not even your own citizens. That would be like me going to France and sitting as a judge and say, hey, I'm visiting today. Could somebody point me to the nearest courthouse or magistrate or whatever they call it? It's probably pronounced magistré. Now, I don't know that word in French. Sorry. I do speak French, but I don't know that word. But they point me to the nearest place. And I say, hello, everyone. My name is Kevin. I am here to sit in judgment of you. Ha ha ha. I do not care what your laws are. I will bring my American sensibilities to whatever you have going, and that will be that, and you will accept this. Yeah, how would that go over? Liberalism is what we have running amok. The Waco Tribune put this. Officials in South Texas. This is Texas, folks. We're not talking California. We're not talking Massachusetts. We're not talking Vermont. We're talking Texas is where this happened. It was discovered that a judge, a municipal court judge, is not a U.S. citizen. Corpus Christi Mayor Pro Tem Lucy Rubio told the Corpus Christi Caller Times that Judge Youngmin Burkett was placed on leave for 90 days with the intention that will be enough time for her to obtain citizenship. She's a permanent resident of America. Rubio says the city never asked during the qualification process to become a municipal judge whether Burkett was a citizen. Said Burkett never tried to deceive or misrepresent her background. Now, I love how leftists do this. See, they're not fooling this brother. This is a cover-up. She never asked, thus, she never deceived. See, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't these people know the law? The fact that she didn't volunteer that she wasn't a citizen had to violate some law, right? I mean, I ain't trying to be all legalized here and get you all riled up, get your feathers ruffled. But isn't it the responsibility of these people to, here's the three words, know the law? I mean, I know the basic laws when I'm running around in traffic and doing stuff. I'd love for a cop to say, you know, you were doing blankety blank. I go, well, I didn't realize the law. It wasn't read to me when I got my driver's license. You know, whatever. I don't know. Give me some obscure. For example, there's a law in Missouri. You got to when it's raining and you have your windshield wipers on, you have to have your lights on. How many people know that? I mean, I'm sure cops let them get away with it because, you know, you're riding through and you're from Tennessee and they, why don't you have your lights on? Why should I? Are my lights going to get rain off my windshield? Well, it's easier to see or whatever. Okay, maybe, maybe not. But okay, but I didn't realize that's a law. Was that a law when they had horse and buggy? Anyway. The fact that she didn't volunteer, that she wasn't a citizen, was a violation of the law. And unpaid leave, she should have to pay us back. Here's something the left wants you to ignore. I promise you, they want you to ignore this. The job that this illegal, I mean, she's a legal resident, but she cannot be a judge. The job she stole is the job of a judge. We're not talking about slaving in 100 degrees, picking beans or potatoes or onions or something. We're talking about a job that I would venture to say an American wants. That's my question for the left. Is this a job that American wants? Americans, not just one. Because I think it is. I think a judge, I don't know what you got paid. I tried to find out what a judge got paid, a municipal judge in this city, Corpus Christi, got paid. Couldn't find it. But I'm going to bet it's over six figures. Now, when you fill out legal papers, do you have to answer the question of citizenship? Now, I'm going to just go out on a limb. If you're doing fruit picking in the People's Republic of California, do we need to know that you're legal or illegal? I don't care. If you want to skip that on your employment application, I'm cool. But if you're going to be a judge anywhere in America, I would think that there'd be a little box to check that says, are you a citizen of this country? But according to the USA Today, it wasn't. A question about citizenship wasn't on the application for employment in Corpus Christi. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you know Corpus Christi, you know Texas. It's not too far from the border, 120 miles from Mexico, something like that, maybe closer. It's a little seaside town. And you go a little farther south, you go down to McAllen and Reynosa, you know, which is, that's where the crossover is there. You go down to San Benito, PSJA, Port Isabel, Harlingen, and ultimately, they call it the Rio Grande Valley. The Corpus Christi is kind of the beginning of the Rio Grande Valley. So, you got all this working for you. And I'm just telling you, it's heavily Hispanic. And if it's off the form, you can almost bet your money that it was the Hispanics that left it off. There's an irony to that, too. I'll get to that in just a second. So, Rudy Garza is the one who said that that question's not on there. And he says, the documents instead ask a question about whether the applicant was eligible for legal employment in the state. Well, right there, you've got a problem. So, you can be a legal resident and have a job. But, certain jobs you can't have. Like, you can't be president. Just saying. Now, I call BS on this anyway, because anyone who's a judge should know you can't be a judge unless you're a citizen. Talk about your conflict of interest there, Edith, says Archie Bunker. So, despite lying about her citizenship, folks, Judge Young Min Burkett has 90 days to become a citizen. And in a real twist of irony, her rulings are going to stand. But the most shocking part about this story, seriously, the most shocking part is that Young Min is not Mexican. But my outrage remains the same regardless of the race. At least Young Min processed legally into the country. She was a legal resident, and she did marry a Guaylo, which is a white person for you English speaking.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And I have to tell you, this thing on statues bugs me for more than one reason. It bugs me because it's obliterating history. And history should educate, not scare. And I realize that, you know, history can be formidable. There are things in it that have occurred in history that we don't like. The Civil War was one of those things. But this idea that we have to go around destroying these statues, and I'm going to tell you, maybe this will be controversial. I don't think it is. We had people fight in a war. Because we fought against each other, there were you know, somebody American was going to lose. And it's a shame that everything that led up to the Civil War happened, because brothers should not fight against brother. We had fought for our freedom, and suddenly we were fighting internally over money, over who could control the industry, if you will. And let's face it, if you had slaves, you had an advantage. And so that's what we fought the Civil War over. We use people as cattle and chattel. They were the manufacturing engine, if you will, of the agrarian society. And there were a group of people that said, look, we can't compete with that. We can't compete against free labor. But the founding fathers wrote this out in the three areas of the Constitution that dealt with slaves. One was the enumeration clause, where the northerners said, no, if you're going to treat people like cattle, then you have to count them as cattle. You can't count them as people. And people blame the northerners and say, well, that's some Republicans trying to get people to not be, black people to not be counted. But the reason they did it was they didn't want the South counting, using people as cattle for one purpose, but counting them as people for another, because slavery would never have ended. The South would have had an advantage over the North by counting slaves as people, but giving them no representation, no ability to vote. Can your cattle vote? I mean, that's a very simple question, right? Your cattle can't vote. So your people can't, your slaves can't vote. You either treat them as humans or you treat them as cattle. So we compromise, the three-fifths compromise. First area where slavery was mentioned, though not by name, and certainly blacks were not mentioned by color. In the second place was in the Fugitive Slave Act, which said if a slave had been run off, then he would have to be returned to the place where he was a slave. And finally, the last place where blacks are mentioned in the Constitution had to do with limiting the importation of slaves, Article 1, Section 9, that said you can't bring any more slaves in after January 1st, 1908. That's the end of it. And so the Civil War actually ended up being fought over the notion of the Democrats saying, okay, we have a workaround for this. We will make the descendants of slaves, slaves. And that's why Anthony Johnson, one of the first black slave owners, went to court over one of his indentured servants who said, I had served my indentured servitude and he's keeping me here forever. And the courts of the time ruled against him and said, no, you are a slave forever. And so black man Anthony Johnson owning slaves and suing to make somebody a slave in perpetuity. That's how insidious the idea of slavery is. And so it's completely everything about slavery is completely misguided, except the idea that nobody should ever be at the behest of another human being and held as a slave versus a master. Unless you're into BDSM and you want that. Get your safe word. There are people who want to have a master. Generally, it's related to sex. They want someone that tells them what to do, how to do, whatever. And, you know, that's an interesting group. But that's voluntary. Outside of that, nobody should have a slave-master relationship forced upon them. Certainly the slave. And so, as I mentioned the other day, it's a percentage of the population who were slaves. People think all black people were slaves back in the day. We weren't. We were not. Only 13, just over 13%, roughly 13.7% of the people, of black people, were slaves during the time of slavery. Which means 86.3% of the people, of black people, were not. Overwhelmingly black people were not slaves. So this idea that there was this overwhelming, you know, thing that every black person you saw back in the day was, it was ridiculous. I bet you a dollar to Rice Krispies that most people do not realize what I'm telling you. They don't know that, pardon me, they don't know that the overwhelming blacks, number of blacks, were not slaves. They don't know that blacks owned slaves. Many blacks. Wealthy blacks. At one point, somebody even theorized that the top slave owner in history was a black man. He owned 63 slaves. He was not, by the way. We talked about this the other day, but it bears repeating. People don't know that these so-called Native Americans, the Indians, owned slaves. Yeah, they were slave owners. So when you're talking about giving those tribal lands to Indians and so on and so forth, maybe black people ought to sue the Indians and get a little bit of reparations from them too. And now they want to remove the statues of white people who did nothing more than fight because they were told to fight. Robert E. Lee gave away his slaves weeks, I don't know, it was months before the war ended, and became an abolitionist afterwards, fought for blacks, for their rights, after he retired from the Confederacy. But they want his statue removed because these ignorant, silly Negroes out there who are being wooed over by the leftists, these white bourgeois cocktail sippers, don't even have enough sense to go look up history and say, why would I remove his statue? I argued the other day on TV, why didn't University of Texas, they removed four Confederate statues. Why did they not remove the LBJ building, the LBJ library? The Nazis removed offensive statues. Let's put it in historical perspective. ISIS destroys what it deems offensive statues. So I'd like to help the left continue down this path because it always leads back to them. Bill Clinton, savior of the left in the late 90s. Now where is he? How is he being canonized? You think anybody wants to build a statue for Bill Clinton at this point in his life? The LBJ statue was unveiled in September 2006. It's located at the quad in front of Flowers Hall. It's a near life-size depiction of the young Lyndon Baines Johnson, 36th President of the United States, as he may have appeared while a student at Texas State University.
then known as Southwest Texas State Teachers College. Johnson graduated from Texas State in 1930 with a Bachelor's of Science in History and with a permanent teaching certificate. Commissioned by the Associate Student Government, the statue is the work of an acclaimed sculptor, Lawrence Lutke, of Houston, Texas. Now, Lutke was a fellow at the National Sculpture Society and a corresponding member of the Royal Academy of British Scholars. Texas State remains the only university in Texas to have graduated a U.S. president or vice president. While Johnson's memory remains alive on campus, the LBA Student Center is named in his honor, as is the university's Lyndon Bain Johnson's Distinguished Lecture Series. This is the first statue of the former president on campus, and I say they need to remove it. LBJ was a cross-burning racist, hated black people, made our lives miserable, schemed against black people, saying things like, I'll have them, and he used the N-word, voting Democrat for the next 100 years. And he's gotten it. He's accomplished exactly what he said he would accomplish. And so schools honor him. Same as the very same schools that honored Woodrow Wilson, the president of Princeton University, former president who made the White House, who segregated the White House, segregated the military, resegregated it. And what about FDR assigning William Byrne, a segregationist, to the Supreme Court, as well as Hugo Black, a member of the KKK? Who could get away with this? Could Donald Trump have done any of these things we're talking about and gotten away with it, but you don't hear the left say anything about it? So I say to you guys, let's play it out. Let's see how far it goes. Let's see how many of these scoundrels have to go down the tubes before the Democrats go, whoa, I think it's a conspiracy. I think the Democrats know exactly what they're doing. I think the Democrats see this as a way to get rid of their history and pretend it never existed. Pretend that they weren't the party of slavery, that hung black people, that oppressed black people, that continue to oppress black people. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama all eulogized Robert Byrd, a cross-burning member of the KKK, a cliquel. They eulogized this man. Show me something like that that Trump could get away with. Anything close. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Did you guys hear this? There's a Kickstarter campaign from some guy who wants to make superheroes out of Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Beavis and Butthead comes to mind. Seriously, superheroes, a Kickstarter campaign, they want to raise $100,000 to do a cartoon series. And you should see the pictures. You know, it's got Joe Biden with these really beautiful locks of hair, which, of course, is pretty ironic in itself. And Barack Obama looks all chiseled and cool. It is crazy, a Kickstarter campaign. Would you donate to it? How much money would you make? Do you think, how do you make Obama a superhero? The only a lunatic would even think about trying to make Obama a superhero. Seriously? Too funny. Man, what else we got? Hey, this is a funny story. As of right now, Kaepernick still can't get a job because he did what most leftists do, which is he didn't think his little thing through to the end. See, the left, they rarely think anything through to the end. So when Kaepernick took his knee during the national anthem, the playing of the national anthem in one of the 49ers games, he thought he was making a good career move, kind of like Nadal. You know, Maria Chappelle Nadal, she just knew that if she threatened to kill Trump, her career would soar. Marilyn Mosby, she thought if she sided with Black Lives Matter, it would be a career booster. Look, folks, Kathy Lee Griffin, whatever, what's her name, Kathy Griffin? She thought if she chopped off the head of Donald Trump like Al-Qaeda and held his head up, it would be a career booster. She would get a series, whatever. How many incidents do we have to show these leftists that they cannot be successful at before they go, you know what, I'm going to stop doing this nonsense? But they keep doing it. So Kaepernick, he took his knee thinking, oh, this is going to be, you know, good things for us. Likely thought Hillary Clinton would be president and progressivism would still be flourishing. It wasn't. And he lived under the erroneous notion that America wasn't fed up with people like him. See, I'm convinced, and it's because of people like you, I'm convinced that America has sickened of those who disrespect the country, the very country that gave Kaepernick and all Americans like him our freedoms. So America spoke, and you spoke loud and clear. We made sure the NFL knew our feelings, and we stopped watching these high-paid babies make their fake narrative political statements. And so Kaepernick now, he's looking for a job. He's like, I need a gig. I want to, please, please, please. And America is continuing to speak on this subject saying, no, no, no. And the fact that Colin Kaepernick doesn't have an NFL job is now getting the Occupy, the Black Lives Matter movement, and maybe even the Al Sharpton treatment. They called a rally for this guy. It's coming up tomorrow at the NFL's New York headquarters by unknown organizers who don't know that Kaepernick's name had more than one E in it. They misspelled his name because it's K-A-E-P-E-R. They spelled it K-A. The fools that put this together can't even spell this moron's name. But anyway, they put this thing together and they don't know, they can't figure out who's the organizer. Spike Lee is in support of it. He's been very vocal. Why can't this fool get a job? I need to give Kaepernick a job. But he, when it came to who owns the rally, he backed off. Yeah, the Justice League NYC People's Consortium and a group called Empowerment Movement are three groups. There's the Justice League NYC People's Consortium and the Empowerment Movement. They're the ones on the flyer calling for the rally, but they don't know who the coordinator is. Yeah. Nobody wants to claim it. Spike Lee. He kind of reminds me of a fly. I think that's what I was thinking of. Flip, flip, flip. But Spike Lee tweeted that, you know, hey, I'm down for it. But he's like, I don't know who the organizer is because he doesn't really want to be associated with it. Now, I say that. I've said it twice now because I want to be very clear. Spike Lee wants to be down for the cause, but he's not going to be the organizer. And here's what's funny about it. Spike Lee, since when has Spike Lee or anybody else had such, and we talked about this before, had such an interest in some young black dude's career that wasn't involving film? Football is a meritocracy. Michael Vick fought dogs. And when he got out, people needed a quarterback, and they were like, shoot, I don't care if he fought dogs. We're going to hire him. Now, his career ended up not being that big of a deal anyway because Michael Vick, as good of an athlete that he was, he couldn't put that athleticism and funnel it into the right stuff. I mean, talk about a guy with a gun of an arm who could run like the wind. And then you get a guy like Brady He's very stationary, not very fast, good arm. Brady would just thread the needle. So, but there were teams that wanted Michael Vick. When he got out of prison, there were teams lining up for him. Kaepernick, you guys probably know football better than I do. I don't follow the sport anymore. I don't watch the NFL for the reasons I told you guys. But Kaepernick, he's out, you know, doing his thing, and quite honestly, nobody wants him. I mean, it couldn't be athleticism. I think he's probably a decent. I mean, when I watch highlights of the games, and he hasn't played in a while. But at one point, I thought this guy was a good quarterback. And I think that maybe he got too full of himself. I don't know when it occurred, but he's no longer the guy that I remember seeing thinking, wow, look at this young brother, you know, out there doing it. Not anymore. Anyway, Spike Lee doesn't care about any other football player except the one who disrespects America. That strikes me as odd. I defy anybody to show me where Lee fought so hard for a football player. He cries racism when he could just as easily cry Americanism. See, Lee claims racism in a sport dominated by black players. I think I gave you guys these statistics a while back. Black players outnumber white players in the NFL by more than 2-1. 68.7% of the players in the NBA, in the NFL are black. 28.6% of the players in the NFL are white. Now, white people outnumber black people 3-1. But black people outnumber white people 2-1 in the NFL. Plus, 2-1 plus. So, when you think about that, it's a 6-1 disparity in terms of ratios. And nobody cries foul in the NFL. And I don't want them to. I want the best athletes. I don't care what color they are. Give me the best athletes. So, Lee wants you to believe the sport is racist because Colin Kaepernick can't get a job. The sport has to be racist. In other words, a race representing 13% of the population has almost 69% of the NFL, which is 5 times the population of blacks, and that's racist. Yet many idiots on the left dare cry racism when Kaepernick pulls his un-American stunt. It wasn't a racist stunt. It was an un-American stunt. And this is why I tell people, don't take the left seriously. Don't take Spike Lee seriously. He's not. If Spike Lee were being genuine, he would say to you, look, I don't think you should blackball this kid because he made a mistake or whatever. I could get that. But when you try to cry racism, they don't want Kaepernick because he's black. And 69%, almost 69% of the NFL is black, with 13% of the population being black, you become a clown. You're a buffoon. And Lee goes on to ask, why doesn't anybody want Kaepernick? He tweeted it. And to answer his question, no employer wants a troublemaker. NFL owners don't have social justice warriors. They don't hire them. They hire athletes. And the smart athletes keep their mouths shut and they play the game. They get out there and they do what they're asked to do. End of story. But not Kaepernick. And what was funny, a Fox News Sports 1 host, Jason Whitlock, told Fox News that he says this, the rally for Kaepernick isn't for justice. He commented, Kaepernick's tried a shakedown of NFL owners. He says, this is moving into a land and area that I don't think we've ever seen in sports. This invasion of progressive ideology and a progressive movement into the NFL and sports. He says, this to me is starting to smell like a shakedown of the NFL and the NFL ownership. And he went on to say that Kaepernick's fake news narrative reminded him of Tawana Brawley. I died laughing when I saw that. But he's 100% right. I'm going to have to leave it there, folks. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.